Danite Radio.
Welcome to the Counter Revolution.
Fixed your microphone. I'm very proud of you.
That's we're what rolling, I do.
By the way.
Ah, it's time to go, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm stacking your coins.
Yes,
this bedroom has been cleaner, did you know?
In the past or as of right now, now that you stacked those coins?
Now it's definitely cleaner, but it's still been cleaner.
You're making a big boy contribution out here.
What happened, bro? What happened to Mr. I Hate Clutter and stuff?
Life got away from me. Life got away from me. There's some Christmas ornaments.
Yeah. Good thing those are there.
Yep. Merry Christmas to you. How you been, brother?
Good. You?
Good. Good.
Went to the old temple today.
How was that?
Had some brand new temple pants. Oh. Just got them cut to length, you know? Get them pulled up in the fitting room. They're like way too tight on my waist. So I had to button like the long button to the regular button, you know? And then zip it up as best I could and walk with my hands in front of my, you know, fly.
So, good. I'm glad that.
Nice awkward morning at the temple.
Yeah, you don't say. That's brutal.
No, that was good.
That is brutal. Good on you.
Yeah, what's up to you, dude?
I probably need to go later this morning. Mm. I'll probably go after we finish recording.
Good. What do you mean, probably? Do you have an appointment?
No. That's the probably. I think I'll be able to get one, but I'm not positive.
Initiatory seems to be pretty easy. I bet you won't get an endowment, though.
Yeah, you're probably right. You are probably
right. Unless they have a cancellation.
You excited for the fights tonight? Are you going to watch them?
Whoa.
Not Jace's matches. The,
maybe.
Gilbert Burns fight.
Burns crazy smash man. Yeah. Crazy Swedish smash man.
Yeah. He's Slavic, definitely not
crazy
Swedish.
Crazy Slavic smash man. He trains in Sweden, though.
Does he really?
Trains with, crazy tall guy, Swedish smash man. I can't remember what his name is. Fought John Jones.
Oh, Volkanovski.
No, Volkanovski is definitely not in John Jones' weight class, but and he's American. No, Australian.
Wait,
No, he's American.
No, oh,
I'm no, he's Australian.
No, I said Volkanovski, but I was thinking of somebody else. Now I can't remember either, though. Man, this is interesting.
Yeah.
We are MMA.
How's the
freaking
pod, boys? I don't know. I don't know if I'll go or not. Are they planning something?
I don't know. I was going to talk to Jason.
Oh, I think that my wife's. I think we've got a date planned. So.
Oh, where are you going?
I don't know. My guess would be Ruby River because that's our date night. Because we're simple people.
Oh, simple people with simple pleasures, man.
Got the dope garden in, bro. You still haven't come to see it.
I know. I need to.
Got my peas planted, broccoli, cauliflower.
Freaking sweet, huh?
All, AKA shadow faces, I call them.
Rude.
Because your face is like cauliflower.
Oh, I understood. I understood. It was just really rude.
Yeah, but you can't make a Norm MacDonald joke without explaining the joke after. Oh. Come on, man.
Oh, my bad. My bad. How could I forget?
Remember the roast of Bob Saget? May he rest in peace. May they both rest in peace.
But mostly Norm.
May they both work on worlds in peace. Uh-huh.
Mostly Norm, though.
Yeah, Sagman. But Sagman was a large part of my childhood. I don't know about you, but...
Both.
Watched lots of Full House.
Yeah, he for sure wasn't a part of mine.
And we'd go over to Grandma's almost every Friday for TGIF and watch America's Funniest Home Videos.
TGI, like,
thank goodness it's Friday. They'd have a big lineup. America's Funniest Home Videos, Family Matters.
Oh,
lineup.
I thought you meant she took you to the restaurant TGI Fridays.
No,
like, that's weird.
No, thank goodness it's Friday on ABC or NBC, one of them.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that. You were old, dude.
I am
you
old, dude.
You are old, dude.
It is funny getting old and realizing.
Remember Hey Arnold?
That whole argument was painful, bro.
Yeah, it was brutal. Turns out she wasn't even talking about a freaking cartoon show.
So, yeah. The roast of Bob Saget. Norm MacDonald.
Maybe I'll look it up.
There's no offense, but your face looks like cauliflower. Your face looks like a flower. Yeah, cauliflower.
The man's a genius.
For sure.
The man is a genius.
But you grow cauliflower and broccoli, Brussels sprouts, all those hearty greens, and whites apparently, and lettuces, you grow them early spring. For all you gardeners out there, that's why it never works when you plant them in the spring. It's also irritating the greenhouses will sell you the plants still, even though they know they're not going to work. That's irritating for me.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, go ahead. I got to sell those, so go ahead and buy those. But it's like not a word of like, hey, those aren't going to grow.
I think they have a business model that requires kind of scamming people into just making dumb decisions.
Yeah, into buying plants that don't work. So yeah.
If they start talking people out of sales, they're going to go out of business.
We got the greenhouse up. The chicks are almost grown.
Did you do a greenhouse like Dad's or a different one?
I went to Harbor Freight and bought one for $300. Hmm. So.
Fair enough.
It worked out.
What are you going to grow in your greenhouse?
So instead of buying those plants that they sucker you into buying at the nursery, I'm going to grow them in my greenhouse instead. So right now we've got pumpkins in there because the kids are doing a pumpkin patch.
Very nice.
Carved out.
They'll transplant them when it's a little warmer.
It's going to be the same thing. We just like buying them from the nursery. Just that's assuming they grow, you know. I could kill them all for sure. It'd be easy.
Here's to hoping.
Yeah.
Good on you. Yeah. Congrats on the garden, bro. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'll get down there and look at it here shortly.
It don't matter.
You want to show me. I know you do.
Yeah, but I wanted to show Jason too, and he came and looked at it and wasn't that impressed. So
I can fake impressed much better.
Maybe.
Wow, that's cool, dude.
Maybe.
See, I already been practicing.
He just loved the chickens. So.
That man loves chickens, man.
Yeah, he's a chicken.
How many chickens do you have? 12?
No. 8.
Fortunately, your kids really love eggs, so that's nice.
Yeah, that's my fault, because my one son eats at least 2 eggs a day because he would get home from the gym and drink these protein drinks, you know? And I was like, real man, just drink raw eggs. And then I'd drink raw eggs and just make fun of him every day. Now he gets home from the gym. About 2 weeks later, he came home. He's like, so what do? Just crack it into a glass? I'm like, that's what I do. So now he does 2 eggs every day and a protein shake.
Bulking up, huh?
Yeah, he's getting big. I don't know if he's gaining any weight, but he's definitely...
He looks huge.
Yoked.
Good on you.
So, in fact, the twins were like, hey, Dad, are you big like Carter? I was like, no, I'm way bigger than Carter.
They're the best, dude.
Yeah, they love talking the smack for sure.
They're the best. All right, what do you got today?
Nothing. What do you got?
Oh, freaking nothing.
We got Russia.
That's kind of the problem. Everything that's going on is, like, played out.
Yeah, we're...
Will Smith hit Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah. But who cares about that, though, really? It's like, who gives a shite?
Of course he's a lunatic. I've watched interviews. I've watched freaking all kinds of stuff about him. The only person that said anything that made any sense... There's the Andrew Schultz video where he just freaking roasts her, you know, for 4 minutes. Yeah, and it's hilarious. Hard to watch. And if you will listen to the whole podcast, it's like, oh my gosh, he just goes in on her, bro. And won't let up, though, for an hour, dude. Just won't let up.
If anyone deserves it, though, it's her, bro.
And then Daniel Radcliffe. Did you see his interview?
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
No, what'd he say?
He goes, I saw it happen. I've heard a lot of opinions about it. I am just so bored. I don't care. You don't need to hear my opinion.
And yeah.
I appreciate that. It was somebody finally saying how I felt about it. Like, finally, freak. I don't care about this.
Yeah.
We're real late to the party on that one also.
Yeah. We should probably do podcasts more often. Slacker.
Yeah, we should. Yes, we should. That'd be good for us.
For sure.
We might be good at this, too, if we had, you know, put in work. If we practiced every week.
I don't know. The whole Jada Pinkett Smith is, she deserves every form of abuse she gets, if you ask me, but.
Yeah.
And I don't know. A lot of these guys, like, or you really like Will Smith. I think he's really likable. You hear some horror stories about working with him. Mostly on, like, Fresh Prince when he was young, you know?
Yeah.
But
and I think those stopped, and they made up it with the one person who had a hard time with him.
I think first, the mom?
No, his aunt, Aunt Viv.
Oh, yeah, Aunt Viv.
The mother figure. Yeah, the mother figure. And then they replaced her. And he made up with the first one later, too. I think.
I don't know. I just know... you know, they switched them out and nobody noticed. No white people noticed anyways.
Yeah. That's a hard...
Like, there's two different Vivs?
Truth. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, that was just a joke in poor taste on my part. My wife would be scowling at me.
Good. She should.
So, you know, you really are inclined to like him, but... Obviously, there's something to Hollywood that drives people nuts. The guy's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he acted like a high school kid, really. You know, it's like, come on, man. What? You're like 50 now, right? What are you doing? And I get it, you know, talk to him after, but the joke wasn't even that bad.
No, it wasn't.
But then, like, I used to really like The Rock, too, but I'm over him, for sure. You don't mess with Vin Diesel, bro, and get away with it in my eyes. I love that guy.
Oh, my gosh. That is the hottest take we've heard
but
all day.
But apparently he's such a diva, no one can deal with him on the Fast and Furious sets.
Vin Diesel is?
No, The Rock.
Really?
And so Vin Diesel was like on Twitter like, hey, man, we can do another movie. Let's get it together. And The Rock said, F you. It's like, bah. But, you know, when you're pulling a franchise and then a star like The Rock comes in, I'm sure there's bound to be head clashing.
Yeah.
But,
dude,
I don't care who you are. You don't go. You don't run against the Diesel. Or you're going to have problems with The Rock, the other Rock, this Rock.
I did see that Vin Diesel reached out, but that was all I heard about
it. Yeah.
I was always under the impression that Vin Diesel was the diva.
That's what I heard too, but then I heard there was a correction and it was like the other cast, like the whole cast came out and was like, it is not Vin Diesel.
Oh,
that's the problem. It's The Rock.
That wouldn't surprise me either though.
Apparently like Vin Diesel's super good to all those people in those movies. Like he treats them all really well and they're family, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. He is like the OG Fast and Furious guy, so.
Yeah, for sure.
There would be a sense of.
He's the only one that's in every single movie, including Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
For just a short while.
Yeah, so there's a sense of like he's a.
Dude, he's those movies, dude. So much cheese, dude.
No, they fall on a specific list of movies, bro.
The only
movies
one,
Rocky likes because you get exactly what you paid
only,
for.
For sure. The only Vin Diesel movie that's cheesier is Triple X, bro. That one is brutal.
I can imagine.
Dude, you should have a little Vin Diesel marathon, dude. He's made some pretty good ones.
The problem is I have to watch 9 Fast and Furious in a row.
Yeah, I might skip those if I were you. But
just, what's the best one?
I don't know. I got to like 5. I haven't really followed them. I think
I've seen 5 and 6.
But the first one is dope. You should at least watch the first one. Okay. You've never seen the first one?
I don't think so.
Yeah, the first one is dope, dude.
I realized recently, it's old, dude.
Yeah, like super old.
Like, I was a little kid when it came out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll check it out.
But, side taken, right here. Here at Danite Radio, we are Vin Diesel men, not Rock men.
Rock is a Vin Diesel man.
No, Shadow doesn't you care. Are a Vin Diesel man, sir.
Shadow has no opinion.
I will put you on the ground, sir.
Oh, you're right. Team Vin Diesel. Let's go.
Good answer. But, yeah, I don't know. Dude, you got to watch, like, Riddick, too. The Riddick trilogy.
Oh, I knew.
There's actually 4 now. But
I knew you liked
Riddick. I like every Vin Diesel movie I've ever watched, bro. The best one, though?
The Pacifier. That movie is dope.
I love that show. My wife, my kids sit and make fun of me, but every time it's on, I'm like, The Pacifier?
It's a good one, bro.
I know. It's a classic. It's a dope show.
It's a confirmed classic.
He's got some comedy chops, dude. It's not like, I don't think he's untalented. I think he just gets, he's typecast as the
dumb brooding guy.
Not even dumb, just a brooding hero that.
I think they cast him as kind of stupid in a lot of movies. I might be wrong. What? Though. I might be out of pocket.
In what?
I don't know. Fast and Furious?
He runs a criminal enterprise and he's stupid in Fast and Furious? Like an entire...
Yeah, he seems like it a little bit. Maybe that's just because freaking...
And in Pacifier, he's a Navy SEAL. He's not dumb. He just plays the brooding hero that has poor lines and poor writing. It's the writing that makes him seem dumb.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I always thought that was on purpose. I just assumed he was really smart behind the scenes, though. I'm just telling you what I thought.
What the heck?
I don't know.
All right. Cool, dude. What else you got?
Like you said, we can talk about Russia.
Well, there was something else, though. That
something in the news?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. Oh, all the January 6th people are getting off.
Oh, yeah?
They're acquitting them. They acquit the kidnappers for... Gretchen Whitmer, one of the crazy COVID governors, I think from South Dakota or something, but maybe not South Dakota, Michigan maybe. But she, that was the one where it was like 8 FBI agents and 2 regular guys. So it was actually 4 FBI agents, 2 regular folk.
Kidnapped her?
Yeah. No, attempted.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah, weird indeed. Because the FBI caught them on their way there because 4 of them were on the FBI's payroll. Because 4 FBI agents planned this kidnapping and 2 suckers got caught up in it.
Oh, dope. Yeah, that's dope. I haven't even heard about that.
But they got... Yeah, we talked about it on the podcast, bro.
No, we didn't.
I assure you. 4 ago. 4, maybe 5 ago.
All right, folks. If you're a super fan, get in our comments and tell us if we talked about it. Oh,
they're going to tell you, sir. They're going to tell you.
Well, that's dope.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Oh, you got to love an acquittal, bro.
Yeah, at least there's some honest judges out there still.
Oh.
Not letting the FBI railroad them.
What'd you think about the new Supreme Court justice nominee?
She doesn't know what a woman is, so I guess that's not ideal.
Here's what I'm tired of seeing.
What's that?
It's 2022. How is she the first black woman on Supreme Court? I'm like, well, the options are lacking. They've got to be. I don't know the statistics on it, but the options for people qualified to be a Supreme Court justice cannot be that many. also.
Yeah, because she's not even qualified. You're right, bro.
I don't know if she's not qualified. I did think there were some interesting things about her. I did see the interviews, though.
You don't think they're she's brutal. Not qualified they're when brutal. She says, I don't know how to describe natural rights. I don't have an opinion on natural rights.
I'm not a biologist.
As it applies to the... No, that's not it. She said, I don't have an opinion on natural rights as it applies to the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, for real? Yikes. Here's how I felt about, like, all the interview questions I saw her kind of miss on. There was the, like, the gender one, and then the child pornography cases. She was leaning on child pornography sentencing. There's a Daniel Tosh bit where he talks about this guy getting interviewed about liking underage boys.
Yeah.
And he stops and thinks about it. And he goes, you're going to waffle on that easy question? They tossed it over the plate for you. You immediately say, no. Absolutely not. You don't look at your agent and waffle. Come on, man. And I kind of felt like that was the interview in a lot of ways. I did think it's cool she's a public defender. I think that's a really interesting, like, qualification. She spent time as a public defender before she was a judge.
Yeah, the...
In theory, it makes you in touch with the...
A liberal...
The common man.
A liberal public defender
would be ideal for the Supreme Court in that it would be lenient on crime, and I know all my conservative fan base are like, we can't be lenient on crime. We have to support law enforcement. No, we don't. We have far more people incarcerated than any other country in the world. We are plenty hard on crime.
Yeah.
Well, and even crimes that aren't that big a deal.
And I did think it was interesting what she said about the child pornography stuff, because it sounds like, depending on which narrative you're listening to, there were cases of people that, like, just saved it to their phone and stuff. They weren't distributing it or anything. That was my understanding. And it was like, yeah, I get the issue, but the way she's looking at it is, look, they were freaking 15 minutes. They were on a website they shouldn't have been on, and they didn't, you know?
Yeah.
And that's such a easy one to get off track on. I think I'm not saying, like, I'm not advocating for it, but I think it's real easy to get deceived on the internet is all I'm saying. And I appreciated that she kind of recognized
I didn't struggle that hard. I could tell that was definitely Republican grandstanding.
Yeah,
for sure. I wasn't that stressed about that, but the whole, I can't define a woman. That's a problem.
Again.
And
You're gonna waffle on that freaking kickball question.
I have no opinion on human natural rights. Yeah, that's not ideal.
Yeah, I don't know.
But what did we expect? Nominated by Biden.
Hopefully she's dope in there, bro.
They're not even trying to hide. People act like, bah, it's this conservative. One of the few areas where I just absolutely hate conservatives is the whole criminal justice. Oh, we have to be hard on crime. What? Why? What are you talking about? What crime? Like, if you want to be hard on crime, you go freaking shoot those rioters in Oregon. You know, I don't get it. I'm like, what crime? What crime are you talking about? Yeah, there's some big cities burning down, but that's the left trying to cause issues anyways. What crime do we have to be harder on, you know?
This is...
Anytime we're harder on crime, we end up making stupid DUI laws where, oh, you can't... If there's bodily injury in a DUI case, you can't get out on bail. Oh, well, that's going to stop guys from drunk driving. What are you talking about?
Let's go a step further, even. How many times has your car been broken into?
Several.
What do you do? Twice. What do you do when it happens?
Twice. No, once. Just once. I called the cops. Waited a week, they found it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they steal the whole car?
Yeah.
So, I've had my car broken into a lot, and people, like, take things out of it. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're never going to get that back. Yeah.
I don't even bother calling the cops. Like,
really?
No. Not one time have I, because sure. I don't want to deal with freaking putting in this report that's never going to, you know, go anywhere. And then being interviewed for 45 minutes, I just don't have time for it. It's much easier to just be like, you know what? I hope they got a good price for it at the pawn shop.
Sure.
I hope they got a little cash. I hope they can feed their kids.
Well, you have to file a report to get the insurance involved, don't you? But you probably don't. Do you have full coverage? Probably not.
No, I think I do, but does that cover the items in your car?
Pretty sure.
Oh, interesting.
Full coverage will, I think, but...
I'll have to look into my insurance policy, but it hasn't happened for a while. But, like, I've lost longboards that way, and it's just like, I know what they're doing. They're just going to... It's either a stupid kid, he's going to ride it around and have a good time on it, or it's a desperate adult, he's going to sell it and, you know, use it for drugs, and they probably needed it more than I do.
Yeah, I just don't... Yeah, I get it. I'm like, yeah, let's get hard on crime. Like, you know what was really hard on crime? Jesus. Really? Kind of was like, yeah, let's hang out with these criminals and see if we can't fix them, you know? It's like, oh.
See if we can at least help them.
Let's throw them in a 8x10 hole and with a bunch of murderers and rapists and hope they make it out less criminalized than they were before, you know? Like,
yeah. What? Yeah, see if they make that without any bitterness.
Yeah, like, oh, man.
So,
I just can't stand that. And, you know, it's all my neighbors that I can't stand because I'm sure they're all the same. The worst part is like, it's mostly a conservative that's not going to call the cops, you know? You get all these liberals, they're definitely calling the cops the second something bad or scary happens to them, you know? Like, hello?
It's such a weird issue that, like, it's been almost partisan from both sides for so long. Like, especially if you just narrow war on crime to war on drugs. Because, like, yeah, every president we've had since Reagan made the war on drugs worse. Liberals and Democrats and Republicans alike, like, they've all been super, they've run on a platform of, I'll be super hard on crime, and then they were super hard on crime. It's the rule of the dictator.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah, you can't be a dictator unless you make people feel safe.
Yeah, and that's all it is. And it's like, okay, well, all these extra punishments don't prevent crimes. Like, what are you talking about? There's zero correlation between
all they do is
crime prevention and
repeat offenders.
Harsher
punishments. Maybe we should spend some of our prison money on freaking, you know, education.
Yeah, for sure. Old Thor had a good idea. What was it?
Is this going to be another one of those things where you're like, yeah, Dad told me. And that Dad listens to the episode. He's like, I wonder where they heard that. I didn't say that.
Maybe. No, he'll remember this. You get a panel. One drug therapist. One ex-con. One, I don't know. One victim's parent, you know. One, or like a victim's advocate. One, one cop, you know, five people that, and just start going through the prison rolls. Start with the nonviolent offenders, and just start cutting people loose. You know, like,
oh yeah.
I mean, it's true though. I mean, we're building a billion dollar prison in west of Salt Lake. You know, it's crazy.
Don't remind me, dude. Don't remind me of my time there.
What for?
When I built my own house.
So, I don't know. Just interesting. So, of all the things to hate Ketanji, it's the softness on crimes.
Waffling on layups.
Yeah, it's not it, but... But her lack of
I just use that one as an example for
her lack of commitment to obvious truths, that should be very concerning. You know, she never said people who look at child pornography shouldn't be punished. She just said
there's some room for leniency.
We don't necessarily have to ruin lives if we can rehabilitate people, you know.
Yeah. And I don't know. I haven't looked at her case record, but I bet there's cases of, like, distributors getting caught that she was pretty tough on. if I had
them. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all if that was the case. Like I said, it's just Republicans coming down.
It seemed like, yeah, propaganda.
It's super easy to scare people when pedophiles are involved, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Which is understandable, but...
I've got a cautious hope
about
it. Don't
let them scare you. If you notice that people are trying to scare you, they're manipulating you.
Yeah. I've got a cautious hope for her.
Oh, I don't have any hope for her. I think she's a moron, but... yeah.
Here's the other thing. How much impact does the Supreme Court have on your personal life?
I'm just glad that Mitt Romney's in there to vote for her.
You weren't even surprised, bro. Come on.
No, dude. Nope. And I won't be surprised when he gets reelected, dude. I'm like, you guys are all you Mormons are the worst voters ever. You're morons.
Yeah. I think he realized he will get no support from his conservative base anymore. He's got to appeal to
him. Oh, yes, he will. He's not going to lose 2 percentage points in this state when he runs again.
He'll get more because all the Salt Lake liberals love him now, dude.
I doubt it. They'll still vote against the... It's just pick your team.
Yeah.
It's just pick your team and vote for him or against him, you know?
You're probably right.
It's going to be the way it is. Somebody will primary him. There'll be a lot of hope that he's going to get out, and then he's going to beat that guy by 80%.
Maybe...
And I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not.
But I'm not.
I've done battle with these establishment Republicans in this shitty state for long enough to know he's with us till he decides he's done, and then his kid's going to run or somebody else.
Wasn't it you that met Orrin Hatch?
I didn't meet Orrin Hatch. I met the governor.
Oh.
Speaking of Cox. I didn't meet Cox. I met Herbert.
Herbert?
But
and you were like... He seemed nice. He's like a guy I'd hang out with.
He's super nice, dude. He's super, what do you call it? Where you just want to hang out with a guy?
Chill.
No. He's got that, it's a word, that quality. You just want to follow people. You just want to follow him.
Charming?
No. Close, though. Sorry, listeners.
And now we're going to play our favorite segment.
God, what is it called?
Guess what's in Rocky's head.
Yeah. But, dude, and that's the thing, dude. Cox just vetoed that bill to not allow men in women's sports.
I'm glad that came up. What do you think about that?
And he's going to get voted right back in next year or whenever he's
What do you think about that re-election bill?
I don't know. I didn't hear the bill. I didn't hear like the entirety what the bill actually was.
I actually think his reason for vetoing it was reasonable.
I only heard that he wanted to the only thing I heard him say was I vetoed it cuz I love everyone or some bull crap.
So he posted on his Instagram a full letter addressing and that was part of it, and I felt the weakest argument that he made.
Well, obviously, because it was stupid.
The strongest argument he made was there's only 4 transgender kids in Utah.
Yeah.
That are trying to play high school sports.
Uh-huh.
And only one of them is male to female transition.
And the other ones are female to male.
Yeah.
I don't care. That's not worth it.
Worth what?
That's not worth vetoing the bill.
No, so hear me out.
Okay.
But there were, they had an idea for a council that would decide whether or not you're allowed to play, whether or not you were faking it to excel, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I was super fond of the idea. I thought it was really smart. I thought it was the best compromise we could make. Nobody was going to be perfectly happy, but it was the best compromise we were going to be able to make. And they, removed that idea from the bill completely, said, yeah, no, we're not doing that. You can't play if you're transgender. And they removed the protections for the education system from the bill to so that, there's no legal protection legal discrimination protection. So you can file a discrimination lawsuit anytime the school says you can't play. There's no protection for it. So he's like, basically we're opening ourselves up to having to just pay money hand over fist out the wazoo. It's just a burden to the taxpayer. And on that alone, I think it's worth vetoing. There has to be protection for the state so that we're not freaking just suing them.
So did he say he's open to signing it if they fix that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so, it doesn't matter. I think they overrode his veto.
Oh, did they? So sure. That's fine. I'm with you. But the thing about the... that is not a good compromise, the council.
Why?
Because boys shouldn't play with girls. That's it. It's just, who cares? You're going to piss the crazy people off. Put an end to it.
How much does it matter in high school?
A lot. You don't think that high school boys are way stronger and faster than high school girls?
I don't think all high school boys are.
So?
I think there can be exceptions in high school.
I disagree.
I think it's ridiculous in college.
I think that you can't make one exception, otherwise another kid goes, oh, well, he gets two, so why can't I? And then you're setting yourself up for the same lawsuits.
Yeah, that's fair. Again, they remove the protections that would protect him.
It's not his job to make everyone unhappy or happy with his compromises. It's his job to do what's right for the girl in high school who's trying to get a scholarship and getting smoked by a gigantic male high school student. That's his job, to protect her rights, not protect the rights of some tranny who can't compete with the boys. I couldn't compete with the boys either. So, should I have dropped to the...
So that's the other issue, is that's not happening.
It's happening in one case, apparently. One case is enough.
I don't think anybody on that team is competing for scholarships. That's all I'm saying.
I don't care. Compete with the boys. It doesn't matter if it's his first scholarship or not.
I think.
Do we let him in the girls' locker room as well? Is that what we should do?
Do you let female to males in the males' locker room?
No. That's why we put an end to it, so that there's no question. And girls should not be competing with boys, and boys should not be competing with girls. I'll grant you, it's different. If a girl wants to compete with boys, whatever. She's not very bright, but whatever. But when a boy wants to compete with girls, I don't care. And I think that 70% of high school boys are stronger than high school girls. I think it's a very small minority of high school boys that aren't stronger. Even the more femmy type of high school boy is stronger than a high school girl.
I think the real compromise, you change men's sports to an open division.
That allows girls in?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Women, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
It's an open division. Anybody can compete with the men.
Fine.
And you protect the women's division. I agree with that. Absolutely. But I think that's a better compromise then.
I guess I can live with that. Case. But
I thought his reasons for
I don't think there's a case by case though
were reasonable. I didn't think he was
sure. I get the protecting the taxpayers for sure.
Yeah.
But that's all he needed to say for me. The whole the good compromise was having this council. No, it wasn't. Don't let boys compete with girls.
You are forgetting that he's also a politician.
No, I'm not forgetting that. I know that. I know that better than anyone on the planet. The man's a freaking... Yeah. He's Herbert's protege, except for he did sign the constitutional carry, so...
I'll
give him credit for that.
I think probably you should vote for him again on that alone.
Not a chance, bro. I'll be writing in my own name.
That a boy. As long as you got a plan.
All it takes is one politician saying, oh, I love everyone, to confuse enough people to think that it's okay to let boys compete with girls. That alone is enough for me not to vote for him. Just like nobody should have voted for Ketanji because... she can't define what a woman is.
Yeah, that's brutal. I hate that interview, dude.
I think he said it as he vetoed it. as he stamped it. Oh, no, because I love all my brothers and sisters. Like
he took a video while he did it?
Yeah, like he's some hero or some garbage. I don't know. I could be wrong. I could be mishearing it. I could have heard something different or been listening to something else, but...
I'll send you the article and you can read it. I'll send you a statement. Oh, my gosh. No, I won't. I can't find it.
There was a girl in my high school that played for the football team. I think she sat on the bench because she was a girl and wasn't good enough to play with the boys, you know?
The only...
And complained about how they were sexist pigs on the football team. I'm like, well, it's an all-male sport. You're one of the very few women that wants to play it. The only other woman that want to play it, get in their underwear and do it for money.
You have to be exceptional at it, too. Like,
yeah, and she wasn't. I think she kicked.
I'm almost positive she did. And she'd have to be sick to kick for the football team.
Oh, because I'm...
Usually men can kick farther.
I think that she was like second string kicker.
Yeah, I assumed that when you told me she rode the bench. I wouldn't be surprised if there were two kickers ahead of her.
Yep.
That's a hard rule, but...
It's not even a rule. Fine, if you want to go play, but you got to be as good, you know? Why should the team, especially in high school, why should the team let you play and lose, you know? Why should they weaken themselves so that you get playing time?
Yeah. I don't know. I get it.
You know, I got a son that wrestles. He couldn't wrestle varsity this year because he didn't beat any of the varsity kids. Should I demand that he be
varsity?
Varsity because he can't make it? Should I demand that the other kids on the team don't get a shot at state because...
Yeah, you should, actually.
He's
I think he'd be hilarious.
He's not as good. You know? I don't get it. It's
Rocky the Karen.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, freak. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get that worked up about the bill. Him vetoing the bill. Especially because I'm pretty sure it passed anyways. Because they overrode the veto.
I had heard that they'd had enough to override the veto. But it's not his job to compromise anything. It's his job to do what's best for the society and for the state. And what's best for the society is to stop confusing people about gender.
Yeah.
And stop pandering to crazy people who think that they're not their gender. It's a mental disorder. They're not necessarily crazy in other areas of their life, but they are crazy people. It's something, and that there's not... Allowing a crazy person to be crazy has never been the way to help crazy people.
Dude, since we're freaking tackling the big issues, what do you think about old Florida's bill, the Don't Say Gay bill?
Yeah, it's weird the way that now all of a sudden everyone's like defending grooming children and stuff.
It's hard to watch.
Dude. Have you heard, like, there's a lady that wrote a book. She was on Joe Rogan. Have you heard her interview about transgenders? I can't remember what her name is, but she, especially with young women, it's so easy to groom them into transgenderism because estrogen, which kicks in when they hit puberty, causes anxiety mostly, but depression as well. And testosterone, which kicks in when men hit puberty, causes euphoria and invincibility, you know, you feel invincible, and generally good moods, right?
Yeah, sure.
So you get a young girl who feels uncomfortable in her own skin because she's going through puberty and getting these huge doses of estrogen, and you tell her, oh, well, maybe you were born in the wrong body if you feel so out of place in your body, which is what all teenagers do. So you put her on testosterone, which makes her feel euphoric and invincible. And she's like, you're right. I was in the wrong body.
Yeah.
And that's all they're trying to prevent in like 8-year-olds, you know? I was surprised it only went from kindergarten to third grade.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you make that through high school? You know, it's the teacher shouldn't be talking. Teachers should not be talking about to students about, you know, sex or gender. And it's our own fault. Why? Because we pawned off the sex talk on our teachers in the maturation program.
Yeah. Do you remember maturation? Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have maturation?
Yeah.
Not an effective way to get a take sex ed. It's just not. It's stupid.
I don't know. I don't know if it's ineffective or not. I know that
it's a parent's job.
Yeah, it's not a job for teachers to be doing with students. It blurs the line of propriety between student and teacher.
I think to some extent it's a teacher's job. From like a biological aspect. I think it's important to learn the biology, and I think it can be difficult to teach that as a parent to a child.
It could have been in the 50s, but it's not now. You can Google any diagram you want and teach the biology of. And I'm not saying don't let biology teachers teach biology. All I'm saying is don't let teachers teach my kids about condoms and...
Yeah, I understand that. I agree with that. But
and my kids all went to the maturation program because they didn't want to be left out, but they all already knew the everything. They knew more than any kid in that maturation program came out
as it
knowing
should be.
Because the second my kids started asking questions, we sat down and we had the whole talk. I think Carter was 12.
Oh, lucky guy.
So we had the talk.
It's hard to have questions in your house.
I educated him on exactly what sex is and the importance of keeping it between a man and a wife and how it
sure
harms you not to keep it that way. And we also had the condom talk, but it, it's not the teacher's job. It's the parent's job.
I agree 100%, but we are.
Then again,
we are where we are, though. You legislate from where you're at.
Maybe the education is a parent's job, too. And that's what we got to recognize. We send our kids to school as substitutes for us. We don't send them to school to get educated. We send them as substitute for us. And we have to be
state baby
fully thing. Involved at best. At worst, we have to be fully involved with the school, which is what I am now. But at best, we should be doing it on our own.
Yeah, there's something to that for sure.
So, because you give a leftist an inch, he's going to take a mile. So now he's teaching your kids. Now he can teach them whatever he wants. He spends more time with your kids than you do. So, and your kids feel safe with him because he tells them what they want to hear.
For sure. For sure. I get it. Also, I didn't.
Oh, also,
the
warning,
bill wasn't that
warning
hard of
to all
take,
you teachers
on.
Out there. Go ahead and groom my child and see what happens. I don't need no Florida law to come and whoop your ass in the school parking lot, and I'll do it. Male or female.
Oh,
we're man. All equal.
Man, I'm shocked on that take for sure.
I got a wife that'll handle any female at that school. I'm sure of it.
I thought your kid was just going to be freaking Donnie Barger, dude.
What's Donnie Barger?
It's an Adam Sandler movie. I can't remember what it's called. He gets his female teacher pregnant when he's in like eighth grade or something. And then...
How old is this show? I've never
I don't
even
know.
Heard of it.
I don't know. I just watched it the other like a week and a half ago or something.
And it's hard to tell what's old with Adam Sandler because he just wears sweats and a t-shirt
all the
time. He
looks exactly the same, dude. It's got Andy Samberg in it, so it's reasonably new. Andy Samberg plays his son after he grows up. Anyway, he has all these like emotional problems because his dad was like a literal child.
Was in eighth grade.
Yeah, because the mom goes to prison.
Yeah.
And so they give him full custody of the kid. And so he like Once he's 18, like his dad raises the kid until he turns 18, and then he's just on his own with his kid, and he just gets all these sponsorship deals because the teacher's super hot. So they call it like the Donnie Bargain. So he makes all this money and he just like pisses it away, you know, because he's a literal child.
I think I have seen something like that. That is so funny.
Dude, it's an Adam Sandler classic, bro. He's another guy, dude. You get exactly what you pay for.
For sure.
You get a guy who loves his buddies and just loves to make his buddies money.
Yep.
And just makes stupid movies, dude.
He's funny, though, bro.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I laughed the whole movie, bro. I cracked up, dude. I'm easy to entertain. But I know why he's not out here winning Oscars. He wants to make money.
Yeah.
He's a man for the people.
For sure. For sure.
A hero we didn't know we needed.
Yeah. Here's the whole thing with the transgender movement. The whole...
Oh, we're getting back into it. All right, I'm ready. I'm braced for it.
The whole... why it's such a sick disease, all right? I had this friend growing up. We watched an Adam Sandler movie. This is what reminded me. Happy Gilmore.
Love Happy Gilmore.
You know, and... We were watching it at his brother's house, his older brother's house. And the part came on where he's screaming at the ball to eat his ass, to kiss his ass or whatever, to lick his ass or whatever. And because the ball didn't go in.
Yeah.
And we get in the car on the way home. And his mom was like yelling at us for watching
Happy Gilmore
and how dare we. And then that same mom, 10 years later, posts on Facebook about how Caitlyn Jenner is doing the Lord's work and is normalizing this for all these. I'm like, you would teach kids that it's okay to cut off your penis and pretend to be a woman when you'll never be a woman, but you think it's bad when Adam Sandler tells a ball to lick his ass? Like, you shamed us for that, but then you act like you're not doing far more damage to society by perpetrating the lie that is gender is fluid. That is the disgusting thing about. Okay. They think they're being heroes by protecting these. When that same person would shame you for watching a movie about a ridiculous movie about a ball licking a man's ass.
All right. I think I'm not trying to like freaking, you know, piss on your lived experience.
No, let's hear it, dude. Piss on it, bro.
But I think that's not the bitter irony that you think that it is.
It is. That's the whole point. That's the problem. People don't see the irony in it.
I think it was, you said 10 years ago, it was probably longer. It's probably been 20 years since you had the... since you watched Happy Gilmore at your buddy's house.
Yeah, but I was saying 10 years ago that she came out on Facebook and was talking about the
hero that Caitlyn Jenner was. First off. And second off, I just...
Yeah, but nothing's changed in her standing with the church and how she feels about swearing. What I'm getting at is people freak out about how swearing is bad, but then is willing to confuse children on Facebook by saying that Caitlyn Jenner is a hero, not a crazy, ridiculous person.
Do you think if, I don't know if she has kids that are younger now.
She does not.
12-year-old kids. She does not. Do you think if she was raising 12-year-olds, she wouldn't let them watch Happy Gilmore?
I think that she would not let her grandkids watch Happy Gilmore in her house.
All right, it's a bitter irony. I'll give it to you.
It doesn't matter. Even like I've got friends who were disgusted with my taste in music because it talked about real life scenarios with gangsters and murder and killing cops and swearing. But then they're all about confusing all these kids about gender.
I see your issue. I see the irony here.
they take huge issue. They would shame me for the music I listened to or the words that I said, but they would never shame a tranny. And I'm not saying we should shame trannies, but we should get them help, and helping them is not letting them cut off their dick. It's not normalizing their behavior.
There's an argument that, like, shame has no place in the gospel.
For sure.
But to that end, I do think it's important. You should be embarrassed for the music that you listen to. I've heard it, and you should be embarrassed. but that's not, like, on a moral standpoint. It's just bad music, bro.
Like, yeah, I've heard that before.
You just don't have great taste.
I've heard that before. But to be fair, I would say the same about you. So
I know. We're good. We're good. And I don't know. The Caitlyn Jenner thing is weird to me. She's the worst advocate for what you want. Like, if you're, you know, a leftist, you don't want Caitlyn Jenner to be your, she's such a hero, lady, woman, man, whatever. Because she says wild stuff about the gays and the trannies.
I know.
Wild stuff.
Wild but true stuff. Like, a lot of the things she says are... disagree with what this lady would say about transgender.
I know.
She doesn't, or he, I refuse to call her she, he does not think that swimmer should be competing in the NCAA against girls.
I heard it.
But he's a professional athlete. He knows. He knows how much better men are than women.
He's the professional athlete.
I know.
Like,
Wheaties box Bruce.
Honestly, I would hang out with Caitlyn Jenner.
He doesn't play golf against women still because he's still so much better at golf than women. Like,
dude, he's hard not to like.
He's easy not to like. Have you ever heard him talk? I can't stand the way he speaks.
Like, the things that he's saying or the way that he says
them? The voice that he says them in and some of the things that he says.
Ah, dude.
Plus, he raised
that crack Kendall me up, and dude. Kylie.
I'm all right. I don't hate him. I don't hate him, but he's not a hero.
Oh, I agree.
He's not bringing to light anything good. He is not helping society in any way.
Yeah. He's a walking contradiction.
For
100%.
Sure. For sure. Yeah. I don't hate the guy.
Did you ever hear his, he voted against gay marriage in California?
Yeah.
Did you hear why?
I can't remember what it was.
They asked, why would you vote against this bill? And he said, I'm more of a traditional girl.
Oh, yeah.
Which
I remember.
Is
that
the funniest thing I've ever heard, dude? And, like, everybody was up in arms about it. I'm like, either he's the stupidest person alive or a freaking genius, yeah. Dude. Yeah. Like, as and far as marketing goes, it's brilliance.
It's hard to blame the guy for the state that his mind is in because men get chewed up in that family.
Oh, yeah.
Brutally.
For sure.
Chewed up in that family. Kanye's going through it right now. Lamar Odom went through it. Yeah. It's not.
That one had very little to do with the Kardashians. I think
I disagree.
It just got worse with
them.
I
think they definitely exacerbated his.
He was already doing the hookers and blow before they got married.
I know. I know.
I think it just. It declined.
But
faster. You
would say she held on to his collar while he was spiraling, or did she push?
Hard to say. Yeah, you're right.
No, not hard to say. She pushed.
They do chew men up.
And if it wasn't Chloe, it was Chris, the mom.
Oh, yeah. The man chewer up.
Yeah.
The man chewer up, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Even, like,
the brothers are all nuts.
Brothers. Even some of the exes.
And Kanye was crazy before he went in too, but look what he's going through now. He can't get through security to see his own kids, but freaking scrawny McScrawny comedians in there.
That's a dude.
Banging his ex.
Here's the thing. Even if he is making that up, which there's some argument that he could be making that up, like, because Kim's always coming back on
everything Kanye says. At least when it comes to the Kardashians.
On Instagram, like, yo, you saw your kids this morning, bro. Chill. And so, like, there's some argument that maybe he is seeing his kids. There's a reason he's freaking making up wild tales about it, though.
For sure. For sure. Probably because he's pissed about skinny McSkinny boy. What's his name? Gosh,
Pete,
dang it.
Pete Davidson.
Davidson.
Skeet Davidson. What was he gonna say? Oh, even when he was like talking about that whole, there was more to the original Ray J sex tape thing. Did you hear about this?
Kanye said that?
Yeah.
No.
When this all went down and he like painted himself to be this hero, he flew across the country on a private jet to get this laptop that he spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to get back.
For
like,
because it had the original on it or something?
It has, no, it had more
sex tapes.
More sex tape. Yeah, and he like it's like this very dramatic, he painted himself to be this hero for protecting his wife's
Yeah.
Protecting his wife's private information, all this stuff. And then Ray J got into like his Instagram comments and was like, bro, I got kids and a family. Please leave me out of this. And it just was like, oh yeah. Speaking of dudes who got chewed up, that dude got chewed up, bro.
No. Nah. He's doing good, dude. Advertises his headphones on conservative radio. That's hilarious, bro.
Yeah, it's super. It's funny. I agree. He's doing good now. But, like, when it first happened, dude.
What did he do before the tape? Was he a basketball player?
He's a rapper.
A rapper.
Not a good rapper. I still don't think he's a good rapper. I actually couldn't name a Ray J song, if I'm being honest. All I'm saying is it jump-started her career in a big way. And it's hard to kill something that's already dead, but it's essentially killed his career.
Yeah, yeah.
He in no way had the same...
Sure. Boost.
Boost that she had from it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
For sure.
But yeah, it's funny. He's like, bro, I got a wife and kid, or I got kids and a family. Will you leave me out of this? Like, funny. Bro, that was ancient history for me. Please, back off.
So did he go get the laptop from Ray J? Where did he get the laptop from?
The laptop was held by a private seller in New York or something? It's like, dude, it's freaking, I think it was like mostly make-believe. Like it all happened in his head.
Did Kim come out and say anything against it though? She would have shut him down if
it wasn't true. Dude, it's a wild story. You should look it up.
It's so funny.
That goes for all you listeners who've made it this far. You should also go look it up.
Oh, Kanye. Kanye, my guy. You still got my vote in 24, brother.
Oh, freak yeah, dude. That's the other problem is he is just wonderful.
He'd be a way better president than what we have now. People like are like, that's ridiculous. Like, look at the bumbling moron we got up there now. His mind is gone. And look at his freaking, the only person stupider than he is his vice president.
Did you see the most recent one, bro?
His?
About America's a land of opportunity.
Mm-mm.
He goes... He starts really strong. It was one of the strongest one speeches I've heard him give in a long time. He goes, yeah. America can be defined in one word, and you can use this one word to describe everything that America has to offer, and then just loses it, dude. Just, everybody looks around. He goes, me and Xi Jinping, we're in the foothills of the Himalayas. Picnicking together. I'm like, what? What is this transition? And he goes, and you know what? He said, Joe, if you were going to describe America, how would you describe it? And I said, opportunity. Because everyone who comes here has an equal opportunity to be great. And I was like, was that the word? Because you did not say that.
Weird.
It was brutal. It's a brutal one.
Dude, too bad he didn't go into like a Chinese accent. Like, yo, how would you describe your country?
Dude, when I told that story, I almost did, bro. But that's not what he did, so I kept the details real. Instead of embellish the story.
All right, where are we at, bro? Feels forever.
An hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah, let's give the people a break. Sorry, folks. Sorry for the rusty start. We did all right, though.
I actually think it was a good episode, except for the first like 8 minutes were slow.
And my... transphobia.
No, I think it's important.
My transphobia? I agree.
I think it's important that people hear it.
Good.
Because there's lessons to be learned there for sure.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right. It's a complex issue because you do want to protect those children.
Yeah.
That are mentally ill. You want to help them.
For sure.
But there's also very little research on the most effective way to help them.
Yeah, but preliminary findings are that it's not puberty blockers. And
yeah, that should definitely not be
and a surgery.
Thing. So. That shouldn't be a thing for the same reason that you can't smoke cigarettes till you're 21.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, come on, what are we even doing? Like, that will dramatically affect your body and how you...
Worse than cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Way harder on your body than cigarettes. Like,
for sure.
Honestly, that might be the solution right there. If a kid's like, hey, I'm transgender, I want to get on these hormone blockers, I'm just going to be... Like, if my kid does, I'm just going to be like, I actually think you should take up smoking. I think you'd enjoy it much more than
for changing
your gender. And they'll be like, what? What kind of parent are you? I'm like, a terrible one.
Exactly.
Well, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
It's way harder on your body than...
For sure.
Smoking. Alrighty, folks. That's all for this week. Have a great week.
Yep.
God bless.
Peace out.
This podcast was produced by Danite Studios, a subsidiary of Danite Holdings.